section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Hawaii Sports League Podcast, Season 14, Episode 3, and 108 in the series. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by four special guests this week. We have the 2006 and 2011 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, the KHS Hall of Famer and future champion, Mr. Doug Hahn, the 2002 champion, Mr. Brian Chateen, and the KHS Hall of Famer, Eric Van Hefty. So let's get the results of week number two. We have Dave over Dave, Eric way over Aaron, Doug over Kevin, Andy over Palmer, Brian over Joe. Why does it say Jose? And Tyvo over Jen. John. So, Eric, what was your game of the week?
Oh, I would have to say my game, because it was absolutely phenomenal to watch Aaron get beat so badly.
Hey, Aaron, did Eric double your score?
No, not quite.
Almost.
By 10 points. So, Brian, what was your game of the week?
I'm going to have to agree with Eric, because I had more fun watching that game than any other game.
I hate you guys.
I was wondering if Aaron was going to make 100.
Doug, what was your game of the week?
That was by far one of the best games ever. I think that needs to be put up in like the KSL Hall of Fame as best game ever.
Yeah, we might have to do that. So, Aaron, your game of the week, of course, was you, right?
No, I actually was going to say the Daves, they actually had a pretty good game. Came down to the wire, weren't sure who was going to win, but Andrew Luck, he took a shit, and so Dave Pate lost.
All right, and I'm going to say the game of the week goes to myself playing Palmer, but a close second is, of course, Eric way over Aaron, of course. So getting back, Aaron, what was the total ball game of the week?
That was Hoofter way over me.
Brian, what was your total ball game of the week?
Aaron.
All right, Doug?
Sweep it.
Eric?
Yeah, same thing.
We're sweeping it. It's definitely the total ball game of the week. And not because Eric dominated so bad, but Aaron just literally shit in his hand and threw it against the screen, and there was some corn on there.
When I made that joke last week, you can't just recycle my jokes, Andy. You got
Yeah, but I said that there was corn on the screen, so it's not recycling
Okay. Oh, because you
I added it just a little bit. It's like the vanilla ice thing. Din, 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 din. See, that's my ch. that's why. So,
dude, I'm surprised Aaron's even able to sit down right now.
So, Eric, who got passworded as tacoed?
I don't know. I'm just looking at his stats right now. I haven't even really looked at him yet.
All right, Doug, who got passworded as tacoed?
Johnny Oberg.
All right. Eric.
Yeah, I'll agree.
All right, Brian, who got passed his tacoed?
That's not even close. I mean, I'm sure Oberg was the favorite, and Boardman's team sucks, but not this week, I guess.
And Aaron?
That's easy, actually. Palmer got passed his tacoed. He got beat by a much lesser team.
Barely beat
on top of it.
Bullshit. All right, so I'm going to actually agree with, besides Aaron, I'm going to agree with the other three of the total bowl game, or who got passed his taco. Johnny Oberg did. Sorry, John. But, hey, John, by the way, the magic number is 3, just to let you know, even though this is going to be a few days afterwards. So let's move on to week number. Do you guys want to talk about week number 2? Anything else? Do you want to, like, talk about Aaron's phenomenal game?
Aaron, I really just I need to know exactly how you felt during the whole, like, did you even have hope after the Thursday night game?
Well, actually, Thursday, yeah, it was totally fine. You know, I had
Deshaun Jackson.
Deshaun who?
No, sorry, Jeremy Maclin. I had Jeremy Maclin. You know, and he did okay. And I was like, oh, well, that's fine. You know, I can't wait for my other guys to actually do something. And then once Jeremy Hill fumbled the ball twice, I was like, oh, that's great. That is great. That is fantastic. And then I just sat there going, all right, that's fine. If I'm going to score the lowest points this week, I would much rather have the team I'm facing to just blow me out you know, than to lose to, like, for example, like Oberg. Like, if I lost to Oberg this week, I would be pissed. I'd be furious because he scored the second lowest point. So, instead, I scored the lowest. I was number 12, and I got beat by number one. I'm fine with that. I'm more fine.
But how do you feel even knowing?
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, how do you even feel like Kevin beat you this week?
Well, that's fine because Kevin's 0-2. So I'm okay with that. He's also in 12th place. Just want to point that out.
All right, Eric, what were you going to say?
I was going to say is, how would you feel if you were going into a game and you were going to, like, blow the other guy out and then, like, he won by 0.05 points?
Brian, your thoughts on the 0.05?
Yeah, I went to bed thinking of a loss. And I woke up and I'm like, then I had to look at it really closely because I was like, damn, that's close.
That might be the closest ever in KSL. I don't think we're going to get something closer than that unless we get a tie.
Very hard.
You know what would be funny? If both ties tied each other, that would be funny. It would be the three tie.
It'd be the ultimate tie.
Yes, the ultimate tie. So let's move on to week number three. We have Brian taking on Doug. They're both 2-0. And then we have Nanigay taking on Andy. We have Eric taking on Palmer. Borman taking on Pate. Aaron versus Joe C. Snyder. And Oberg versus Kevin. And they're both 0-2. So, Aaron, what is your game of the week?
Brian and Doug, it's very easy. Both 2-0. You know, Brian is actually 2-0 in the division. Doug is 1-0 in the division. And so this is actually a huge game because if Brian wins here, then he's going to take a commanding lead for the divisional title, potentially. And Doug, obviously, he needs a win as well. So, huge game. I'm going to be watching this one very closely. I don't know who's going to win, but I think that it's going to be a pretty close game.
All right, Brian, what is your game of the week?
I have to agree. It is my game. Huge. And coming from two teams that can barely make the playoffs the last few years, this is a big game.
Doug, what is your game of the week?
Or not.
Yeah.
It has to be between Brian and I. Just the implications of this match, it being a division game, it being also two teams going 2-0, we're guaranteed to still have a 3-0 team, which will be me. But
in the best division.
Yes, in the best division. I want that noted, too, that we have the best division.
Yeah. So, Eric, what is the game of the week for you?
I'm going to have to agree with that, too. But I need Doug to win. So Brian is 2-1.
wait, hold on. Do you want Brian to lose because he beat you by 0.05?
Yes, that's also true.
So if Brian wins by like 0.04, will you be a little bit okay then? Or you'll be
no,
really
I'm
more?
I'm not in the record books anymore. I'll be sad. So kind of a double-edged sword.
So 0.06, he's okay.
Yeah. There you go. So I'm actually going to agree. I think this is a lock all the way around. Doug versus Brian is going to be a big game. Right now, Doug is his projected points are 220 to Brian's 206. So, you know, it's close right there. So it's only 14 points. I'm pretty sure you can make it up. Make sure you pick up Jimmy Clausen. I'll just tell you that. I'm pretty sure he's going to tear it up against Seattle. So, Eric, what is your total game of the week?
Who's Oberg playing?
Oh my gosh. Kevin. Oh my gosh.
I went to.
Yeah, that one.
All right. Doug, what is your total ball game of the week?
Obviously, it has to be Oberg versus Kevin. 2-0-2 teams. The 11 seed versus the 12 seed. It is the battle of who's the worst. But I have a close second in Aaron versus Joe because both of those teams have the capability of not scoring even close to 150 points.
I have to agree with that one, too.
Yeah,
Brian, trouble game.
I'm going to go with the 0-2 teams, and it's unfamiliar territory for Kevin. Hopefully he just has a losing season. That'd be great.
Okay. Once. Aaron?
Nothing will make me happier than to watch Kevin go 0-4 and have him just rip his hair out as to why his team is so shitty. I would have like a 4 week long orgasm if that happened. Okay. That's how happy it would make me. So that is the toilet bowl game of the week. And I really hope that Oberg wins.
All right. So Aaron, who's going to get password to stock code?
I believe that Oberg is going to upset Kevin. So I will go with that one.
Okay. Brian,
that's not an upset.
It's not necessarily an upset. I know. Cause it's 11.
It's not an upset,
but
Oberg is 11. Kevin is 12. Oberg is predicted to win 204-189.
Yeah.
That's not an upset.
I think that when you're that bad, it's kind of like a, you know.
But when both teams are that bad, I mean, how do you?
So
have shit and more shit.
I would say that. Otherwise, I mean, you could say me versus Joe, since technically right now I'm the underdog by 3 points.
Yeah, but you're a third seed going up against a 10th seed. You should dominate him.
I should, but we saw what happened last
week. You are in charge of your division right now.
I am. I own my
division. The only reason you are third seed. You know Joe has more points than you do, don't you?
Probably.
Yeah, he's studying stuff. He's checking out the waiver wire.
I have 0.6 more points than him.
0.61.
Oh, wow.
So that's how much you're going to lose by.
Yep.
Nice. So, Brian, who's going to get passed through a stock code?
I'm going to say Doug, and that's because they say that Yahoo says that he had the best draft and he's got the best team and blah, blah, blah. I'm proving Yahoo wrong.
Nice. Are you going to – Doug, who's going to pass for his stock code?
Well, see, I can't say me over Brian just because I am the superior team. See, that's not an upset. So my upset – well, actually, no, I can't even say that now because I was going to say Andy over Dave. Actually, no, yeah, we're going to go with that. Andy, you're going to upset Dave.
All right. Well, thank you, Eric.
I'm going to say Aaron. Joe's gonna somehow beat him. I'm gonna laugh about it because he's in the 10th place and Aaron's in third. I mean,
because Joe is in the best division ever.
it just proves that our division is the best.
Yeah,
we got 2 500 points for already in the division.
Well, yeah, two. But then you have one that's under 400 too.
Well, he doesn't count.
Yeah, but see. That is still better than let's look at PB&J. They have two teams even lower than our lowest people per person.
That is true.
And your division is the worst person is on top.
But that was only one week. Division win. You know what? The Patriots went 18-1. They had one bad game, right? You know, same thing here. I'm going to go, 15-1.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. And you'll still be the best of your division because they all suck and they can't even beat each other.
Dude, I know that my division is terrible.
I know the guy who's first should not be in first. He sucks a lot of cock.
Well, you know what? You got to win your divisional games.
So. According to current projections, it has Andy going 10-3 and winning the division.
Yeah.
Let's just quit now. And I'm going to say that, yes, the Daves are going to get passed for his taco, both of them.
All right. Okay.
So, but yeah, it'll be interesting. So is there going to be any bets since we had Doug and Brian on? Are you guys going to bet anything for this week? Like naming rights, hand jobs?
I don't know if I want naming rights.
I think hand jobs.
With or without lube.
Okay. So if I win. So when I win, you have to use both hands to stroke my cock in your mouth. And when you lose, you only have to do it with one hand.
Oh, man.
How about you guys swapped 23rd and 24th picks?
How about that quarterback with a questionable mark? Yeah.
On your team?
Not on my team.
I'll be fine.
Who wants Mike Vick? Or Tim Tebow?
I'm not seeing a backup.
Tebow's going to be on the... Well, just wait until the waivers go through.
I wouldn't be too sure. I got number one priority.
Uh-oh. Yeah, who are you going to go with on that number one priority?
I'm taking a quarterback.
Are you really?
No. But I
didn't think so.
Oh, man. Yeah. Do you know that I had a stat correction already? My points went down.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
I actually...
Hey, anyway, since Andy doesn't want to host the show, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Doug, who's going to have a worse season, Oberg or Kevin?
Both.
Who's going to finish worse, Oberg?
Again, we're going back to that. If you have a pile of shit in your right hand and you have a pile of shit in your left hand, you're left with a pile of shit. It doesn't matter what you have.
Well, someone will have an F and someone will have an F minus. Who will have?
Oh, okay.
Who will have the F minus?
Both. This is going to be the ultimate tie. Neither of them can get a win.
But they have to face each other twice, though. So what's going to
happen? And they'll tie twice. It's amazing.
All right. Off to somebody that's not retarded. Eric. I'm sorry. I meant Brian. Brian.
Hey.
Oh. Hey.
Brian. Who's going to have a worse season, Kevin or Ober?
Good Lord. Why has he got Jameis Winston as a starting QB? I don't know.
Because why not?
Oh, that's...
He lost Romo.
And I don't know. They're both going to go 0-13.
Okay, someone has to win.
They're going
to
go 0-11-2 is what's going to happen.
All right, you guys are terrible. I'm going to say Kevin is actually going to finish last this year, and he's going to get 2 wins, random wins. And Oberg will get 3.
Ooh. And one of them will be against you, Aaron?
Probably.
And somehow you'll still be number one in your division. I don't know how that's possible.
All you got is win your divisional games.
Yep.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and read off some fun stats here. 2-0 teams have an 86% chance of getting 7 or more wins. And they also, how often do they make the playoffs? Where was that at?
Playoffs?
It's like 85% of the time. There are only 2 teams that did not make the playoffs. One was you, Doug, in 2010.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Tybo in 2014. So, I'm sorry, 93% chance. So, I got to ask you, Doug, is there any 2-0 team that will miss the playoffs this year?
Brian.
Brian's going to miss the playoffs? Brian, yep. What do you think?
It would if it's going to happen, it's going to be me or Doug.
Brian's going to get 86. Totally.
Okay. Hoofter. 0-2 teams have a 46% chance of making the playoffs, and there are currently 3 of them. Which one of the 0-2 teams has the best chance of making the playoffs?
Aaron.
I'm one of them.
Hey, shouldn't be.
You're one of them?
No, I'm not.
You're not one of them?
It's Kevin, Oberg, and Joe.
I want to say Joe just because of sheer luck.
All right.
He won't change anything. It'll just happen.
Okay. Andy, your thoughts.
I think Joe's going to win it this year. I think that we're going to keep shitting on him, and he's going to be like, fuck you guys. Is. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to study everything. I'm going to pwn sauce all you motherfuckers, is what he's going to say. And then he's going to be like, see this? This is what we call my Batman and my anteater. That's what I think is going to happen.
Wow. All right. So survival and pick'em news. Cameron won survival. Cameron Lincoln, Oberg's old roommate. He wins survival by not picking New Orleans to win.
I would have swore that I did not pick New Orleans this week. I'm like, because I was hearing you guys talking about it last week, and I'm just like, oh, I don't have to worry about it. I didn't pick them. And I log in after the game. I'm like, what the fuck I did?
It was very close to changing it, but I mean, who would have thought that?
Yeah, it wasn't a bad pick, you know.
No.
It was a smart pick.
But I think like
it was the number one pick nationwide.
Well, I think the top 5 picks actually all got eliminated.
They did, yeah. ESPN said that they lost 75% of their eliminator challenge thing. So, yep. Again, we have survival end very, very early.
Yeah.
So. Should we start it
we
up
should
again?
Go back to that 3 strike rule.
Exactly.
Actually,
way to go, Goodell.
I got a question for you. Should we go to 2 strikes just because of shit like this so that way maybe we could go a little bit longer?
I think we need to get a second one going just so that we can like have fun. But, I mean, I think overall KSL stat-wise, it should just be 1 and out.
Okay. And then maybe like we could have a second one, which is 100% for fun, doesn't mean anything, doesn't go in the record books, for 3 strikes and just see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's make another one up.
Actually, can we?
Yeah, we can make another one up.
Oh, shit, son. Yeah, I'm going to.
Might as well.
70% in ESPN made a second one up.
We should start another Pick'ems League.
I think that we all should get a handicap because of Boober fucking up the first time so that we all have the same amount of points so we can start over again.
Yeah. You got to go against the freaking spread. My bad. Don't worry. I made notes of it. I made notes of a couple other changes. I messed up. Everyone can shit on me. just like we all shit on Aaron earlier. By the way, Aaron, you were a really good sport about it.
Yeah, you know, it happens. You win some, you lose some. Suck
He's
my
used to getting fucked in the ass.
Without lube, by the way. No. So while Aaron's clicking around, Brian, is there anything else you want to add to the show?
Yep, I'm going 3-0.
All right, Doug, your thoughts?
I'm going 4-0.
All right, Eric?
It's just 2 wins this week.
I'm winning the division. I'm going all the way to the championship.
All right.
Ship is sailing.
Championship. Aaron, your thoughts?
I am hoping to actually get a win this week.
All right.
My division, all of us make the playoffs. Even Joe, by luck.
Even Joe. Yeah. Joe's going to get no wins and still make the playoffs just because our division's so good.
No, and he's going to say thanks to Section 86 and Acer Productions for hosting and editing the podcast is what he's going to say, actually.
You're welcome, Andy. I'm glad I could help you out with that.
By the way, is that true what Nanagay said, Andy?
Yeah.
Is it true what they about how Section 86 and 86 Productions were really upset with the quality of the show last week? Is that true?
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
I hate him. I'm gonna send him a picture, and he's not gonna know what it is.
Is it the J hook?
Of course, he has to get the J hook. I should go over there and be like, I want the belt back. It's mine now, bitch. Now, by the way, for the belt, does a champion keep it until he's eliminated from the playoffs? Is that what we're gonna do? Okay.
I would say until he's eliminated from the
playoffs. Okay, so when he doesn't make the playoffs, they'll just have to bring it over to me, and then I'll hand it to the next person. And if it's over...
Well, you might as well just bring it over to Chillicothe.
Oh, gosh. Huh. Well, if it's over, I got to ship it to him. I'll ship it. We'll have to get a bunch of tampons and all that stuff, throw it in there first, and then, you know, put the belt in with it.
You should just put the J-hook in the box instead.
Yeah, just one big picture.
You gotta wear this. No, an actual J-hook crap. Just take one.
No, I was thinking of sending him a box that just had a picture of the J-hook. Nothing else. while he's telling his wife, open it, it's the belt, bring it to me to work. No, don't open, I want to open it. He opens it at work, and he's like, you've got to be freaking kidding me. It's a turd. It's the fucking J-hook. And he's gonna call and be like, where's my fucking belt? But anyway, so for Eric Van Hefty, Douglas Hahn, Brian Steen, and Aaron P. Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
Hey, Eric.
What?
How can you
get some?
I do like my recap from Yahoo saying that I had 6 players that were on top of Kevin's best player.
You guys didn't let me finish earlier. I'm going to make it all the way to the championship. I'm going to lose to whoever it is by 0.05 points.
0.04
points. 0.01 points.
He's going to die.
That's going to be a stat correction, too. Just so you think you won for 2 days. And it'll all be because one quarterback took a kneel down for an extra yard minus.
No, don't
He's
go 2 yards.
He's gonna miss the modifier.
Yeah.
Hey, I got the modifier. Don't you kneel that? Don't you kneel that?